you know that you have one person paying attention to your tweets, and I know that you want to send out the invitation that you do have the Twitter account now.
Yes, sir. We one of our goals was to better communicate with our community, and so we decided to do a superintendent tweet for Bryan ISD, and you can follow me at Wallace_BISD if you have a Twitter account, and we would love to have you follow us. At this point, we've been doing it for about 2.5-3 weeks, and I've tweeted right at 50 times. So we're trying to get the message out and what's going on in Bryan schools. And, you know, my little son asked me the other day, said, "Daddy, what's a tweet?" And I said, "Son, it's a text message to the world about what's going on." So we hope some people will begin following us on our Twitter account.
Well, one that I saw this week addressed the upcoming election, and you want to those who are going to go out to vote to make sure they ask candidates what their positions are regarding school finance and school vouchers.
I did. As a school district employee, I can't, or employer, of course, we can't tell anybody how to vote, but we can just give them and remind them that it's about that time to vote, as you've seen all over the news with the debates and all that's going on, the signs all over for school board, for city council, and things of that nature. We're going to have some legislators that are going to be up for re-election, and I just want the people that are following us to know and to research who they're voting for and what they stand for. And one of the things that I believe Texas public school educators need to look into is our vouchers. And then, of course, the new biennium will have the new funding formulas out. And so, again, you know, I don't think any school district in Texas right now is completely satisfied with the way schools have been funded. And so just want the people out there that are going to vote to pay attention and ask the questions about what they feel regarding vouchers and regarding school finance.
Well, I'm going to quote the second sentence in your tweet. It says, "Contact your rep now and voice your concern for both." Now, you've addressed a little bit about the budget. What about school vouchers?
Well, what I want people, what the representatives and the legislators need to know is what school vouchers do, how it's going to be set up. There is no school voucher system currently, but it's going to be talked about. And so that is something I believe that all the voters need to know about and ask the questions about how the vouchers are going to be ran, what the guidelines are going to be regarding school vouchers. Is it going to be an equal playing field where every school that receives Texas funds from the tax dollars, are we going to be playing by the same rules? Or are we going to have different rules for private schools versus public schools? Are we going? And those are just questions that need to be asked. And I don't think the answers have been given yet, but I know it's going to come up. So we just want to make for sure that the people know how that voucher system is going to work and how schools in general are going to be funded.
And you've already spent plenty of time in Austin. I'm sure it's not going to be your last trip. I'm sure you have more planned to try to influence lawmakers and the executive branch to beef up the funding.
We have. Of course, you know, I don't know if it was a blessing or a curse. I had the opportunity to give my deposition for 9 hours in Austin about a month ago regarding the school finance fiasco, is what I'd call it right now. And But we will continue to voice our concerns. We'll continue to fight for our children. But you know what? Schools are going to go on regardless of how much money they give us. They're just making it a little bit harder each time they cut money. But you know what? Susan Combs has reported that we've had a good couple of months as far as sales tax goes. So hopefully they won't cut any more this next legislative session. Maybe they'll at least just leave it alone. We'll see how it goes, but it's our job as voters, it's our job as superintendents and employees of school districts to talk, to voice our concerns, and to actively engage those who make policy. And if we don't do that, then we're really not doing our due diligence. And so that's why I tweeted what I tweeted.
Trying to get used to the vernacular.
I am. I don't know if you, what is it, tweet or tweeted? I don't know what it is, but I'm doing one of them. I'm teasing. But no, that's why I put the message out the way I did, was you know, right now we don't know the right answers. We don't know the what's going to come about. But Hands Across Texas, Friends for Texas Public Education, are these organizations are all talking about how the funding will take place after this new session, and of course, and vouchers, school vouchers. So what does that look like, and what are the rules going to look like, and what are we going to follow?
You have any sort of update on the progress of the lawsuits?
I do not. At this point in time, I know it'll be in the actual lawsuit itself, I believe, is in the middle of October. It's when it will start, but I haven't heard the exact date yet. I'll be happy to get, as soon as I find out, I'll sure let you know.
Okay. That certainly seems to be an X factor right now.
It does. It does. I know that of the 11 school districts for the Equity Center that gave their deposition, they were going to take, of those 11, I think they were going to take 4 probably to the actual the courtroom, if you will. And so I'll be looking for that email relatively soon to see if Brian does that. If not, we've done all we can do by giving our deposition. And again, mine was 9 hours long. So we're doing all we can possibly do, and Brian, to at least get our side of the story told to those in Austin.